City Council will come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Here.
Mr. Qualley?
Mr.
Gallucci? Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McAllister?
Present.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Ms. Travis?
Here.
And I'm present.
Councilman Corley, if you'd lead us in the salute to the flag.
Of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud? Lights and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, came through the night. Still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Thank you. You may be seated. I wanted to thank everyone for coming tonight. I know that a lot of people take time out of their busy days to take part in this process. The budget is never an easy task for the city of Warwick. And I would remind everyone, my colleagues and members of the public, department heads, that I intend to keep the meeting professional. This is a debate of ideas, where we should be spending our tax dollars. I'm not going to tolerate, although that rarely happens, personal attacks on individuals. And that has happened on occasion. These are tough times that we live in. And I would point out to my fellow council members and to the public and department heads the budget that we've been left with and the monumental task that this council is faced with in setting a budget. Some members of the council have been longer than I've been, cumulatively over different decades. I've been here 20 years. This is the worst I've seen it as far as underfunding of programs. Just to give you an idea, I put together a quick cheat sheet, if you will, of what we need to make up that's not in Mayor Avedisian's budget. And I would point out, in the 18 years he was in office, I served with him all of those years. This is the first year that he's proposed a no-tax increase budget with raises for three out of the four collective bargaining units within the city on the year that there's no tax increase. He didn't address that in his budget speech. I'm sure he'll speak to that if he cares to. I would note in particular that the school department is up tonight, and he says in his budget, I recommend that the Warwick Public Schools receive the same amount of appropriation from the last budget after they negotiated raises with their collective bargaining unit. I will point out that based on my math, the budget is short $14,591,327. That makes up school employee raises of $4,429,884. State aid reduction of $1,626,513. Additional support to the schools of $2,088,816. Police and municipal raises of 1.3. City pension increase of 1.4. Healthcare increase of $967,000. Fire arbitration of $500,000. City personnel increase of $375,000. And the city tax collection rate issues that we just became aware of. I put that around $14.5 million. The maximum tax increase under the state levy system that we have would generate $6.3 million. So I don't know how you balance a budget when you can only raise 6.3. And I look at my colleagues and I look at everybody here that's looking to fund their programs, which are all very, very important. And this is the most difficult budget that I've taken part in my 20 years on the council, and you can understand why. With that said, for many years on the council, I've sat here and I've watched certain department heads with four employees in their department and a copy machine sit in the audience waiting to get reached for two nights, which they could stay till midnight. And out of courtesy to those departments that typically don't generate a lot of questions, I put those departments on first. Rather than have people sit here for two nights listening to larger departments. So we'll see how long that takes. And if people would like to criticize me for being courteous to department heads and their families, so be it. I don't think we have enough substantive issues to deal with. Procedurally, I really don't appreciate not taking into consideration department heads and families that have small budgets and don't need to sit here all night. So that's why I did it. If people want to criticize me for that, then so be it. It wasn't to make the school department last. And we'll see how long it takes to go through these. The first department up is the Board of Canvassers. That's on page 17. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to... The resolution adopting and setting the tax rate, and I was going to call on Councilman Lattisaw for that.
That's going to be continued.
Mr. President, that's not drafted, so we'll have to hold. And need a date from Council.
Yeah, we'll hold till tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
If you want to make that.
What's that? Make a motion to hold till May 30th.
Correct. It's going to be held no matter what. Okay. So the second in by Councilman Howe. Clerk will call the roll. You can do a voice vote. All right. The committee held it then. And the same we're going to do on the resolution relative to transfers. Councilman Lattisaw.
That's correct, Mr. President. Hold till May 30th.
Okay, so now we're on Board of Canvassers on page 17 of the general fund. Is there anybody or department head here from the Board of Canvassers? Mayor Solomon. Hey, could I have a motion to open the public hearing first? Councilman Lattisaw, seconded by Councilman Howe. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Public hearing stands open. Mayor Solomon.
First of all, Mr. President,
This is the first opportunity that I've had to welcome you to your new position as president of the Warwick City Council. I know you'll do a fine job, and I look forward to working with you and the rest of the city council members who I've had the pleasure of serving with for many, many years, and I appreciate all the effort that everyone puts into this. As we all know, this is the toughest job we have as elected officials. The budget before you this evening isn't my budget. It's the former administration's budget. And I just am standing up here first, since I was on the agenda, take this opportunity to inform my colleagues on the City Council and you, Mr. President, that today I have made the decision to engage the services of Rhode Island Public Expenditure Council to examine our current and proposed budget. As we all know, RIPAC is a nonprofit, nonpartisan agency who will provide us with a clear and thorough, non-biased look at the state of structures of our finances. RIPAC will also provide additional interim staffing in the Finance and Treasury Division. This, as you know, Mr. President, will be extremely helpful in the weeks to come. As you know, the Finance Director of the City of Warwick unexpectedly resigned, and the Treasurer has announced his intention to seek a new professional opportunity in another community. And I thank publicly the Treasurer for remaining with us and his professional stature in presenting the former administration's budget before us. I guess he could have gone the same route as the finance director, but I appreciate his input, and Brian, I thank you for your assistance. In the coming weeks, RIAC will meet with department directors and division chiefs to identify different department needs and any gaps in revenue and expenditures. They will develop a fiscal model to include a revenue analysis and examination of spending patterns. They will estimate the future impacts of the current financial decisions in the City of Warwick. An operation plan will take a multifaceted, multi-year approach to address issues and opportunities to establish a way forward for our community, our great City of Warwick. I am very grateful to John Simmons, RIPAC's director, for his willingness to assist and their expertise and assistance that I feel will be most valuable, not just to the City Council and myself, but the entire, all the taxpayers of the City of Warwick. That just took place this afternoon. I know it's late, but I think that before you commence these hearings, you should be made aware of that. And I think it's gonna be a significant asset that we can utilize and give us a true objective picture as to where we stand going forward. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mayor Solomon. First department on the agenda is Board of Canvassers, and that will be found on page 17 of the general funds budget. Yes.
Good evening. Thank you very much for letting me go first. I appreciate that.
I don't think the mic's on.
I don't know how you want
to. I think we got to speak into the mic. Is it on?
Sorry. Yep.
And just I would tell all members of the public and also department heads, you really have to keep the mic about an inch away from your face, otherwise you can't hear at all. Go ahead.
I'm not sure how you want to proceed.
I think that probably the easiest way to discuss your budget is just to talk about expenditures last year briefly and compared to expenditures this year.
Honestly, the only thing that's really going to change with this year's budget is the fact that we had a lot going on when I first started making the drawing up the budget, with not really knowing if where our polling locations stood. We had a couple in jeopardy of not getting them back as schools were being shut down, as well as the early voting period. That is technically called the early voting period, but the emergency voting period. We originally had a room for that year, but then when the offices and the annex got moved, that kind of all changed. So technically, you know, we're not going to use everything that we've budgeted for, because I pretty much budgeted for Armageddon.
Okay.
So since then, a lot of things have been put in place. And numbers have been solidified. As far as using the polling locations, merging polling locations from the state, I had to get permission to do that. So that's basically the major change between last year and this year.
And I noticed that you've budgeted for a primary and general election, which you didn't have that expense last year, which is $175,000,
exactly. Yes.
Which is the major increase
right.
in your budget.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Any council members? Yes, Councilman Lattisar.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess indirectly related to the budget, how are you going to deal with the Buttonwood Center being closed as one of the polling places?
If you could talk into the microphone.
Sorry, we're going to merge that precinct with another school.
Okay. In your current budget, particularly speaking to positions, do you have any new hires or any new positions in your budget?
No, we do not. However, I may or may not be losing one in 2019, depending on if Dottie McCarthy retires in 19. I'm not sure. Currently, I do not.
Just Patty.
Okay. Have there been any increases in any salaries in your department outside of contractual increases or step increases?
No, sir.
You're saying it has not?
No, we'll get the 3% from the last budget, and I'm assuming that'll be the same for this period. I don't know.
Okay, so for the current year, from 2017 through 2018, there have not been any increases outside of contractual and step increases?
Right.
Okay. And the budget that you have presented for $360,910, this is a budget that you're very confident in and you can live with for this year?
Absolutely. It also takes into consideration any kind of election that may pop up.
I'm sorry?
Any kind of election that may pop up. If we have a special election of any kind, it takes that into consideration as well.
That's all the questions I have right now, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Lasser. Any other council members? Yes, Councilwoman Travis.
So, Patty, you've got six people in your department. Is that right? Including yourself?
Right.
Okay, and you're not. And there's no anticipation of anyone new. It says none in your department.
Right.
To follow up on the Buttonwoods, we Ward 7 and Ward 6 both vote there. So do you have anything in place where Ward 6 is going, where Ward 7's going?
We currently are looking at Robertson School. We're still going to play with the numbers depending on the voting locations and how many voters we have scheduled there. We can't go over 3,000 in one location. So if that works out, we have the state coming down to make sure that everything's okay with the location that we have and then the precincts that we're combining. If not, we'll find somewhere else.
Okay. I'll say I'm.
Yes, Councilman McAllister.
Just along the lines, in those decisions will be made in enough time that we can get the word out to the people that have been voting at Buttonwoods their entire lives?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes, Councilman Ricks.
I'm sorry. We've actually budgeted for a couple of extra advertisements, not only for that reason, but also for the primary, because the primary is on a Wednesday this year. So there's going to be a lot more advertising in just with that regard to get the word out of that.
Councilman Ricks.
To clarify for members of the public, since you mentioned that there was an allocation for in the event of a special election, that's basically referring to fiscal year 2019. There is no special election planned between.
Oh, correct. Yes,
for this
yes. Correct. I'm sorry. Correct.
Year.
Yeah, yeah. We always have to plan for a special election. You know, in years past, Councilman Gallucci had just mentioned some. I wasn't here back then, but at one point they had 7 special elections in 1 year. So we can't predict when that's going to happen, but we best be prepared.
And I do see that in the budget in previous years. I just wanted to make sure to ask the question so that it would be clarified to the public for anyone who could otherwise be confused by that. Thank you.
No problem.
Any other members of the council? Yes, Councilman Corley.
When you spoke about the increase that is may be caused by the early voting. Where is that reflected in the budget for any funds that would be necessary to implement the early voting process?
It's not necessarily early voting because that hasn't been passed as of yet. That's going to happen in 2020. It's the emergency voting period. In the last election period, we had a lot of traffic in our area. So it basically would be in the areas of the rental fees that we pay for our buildings.
So that is for the emergency ballots?
It'll go under the general election or the primary election funds.
So the early voting that is being proposed will not take place during this upcoming budget, correct?
Not this one, right.
And where in your budget does it have the flexibility to take care of any special election that might take place, such as if a member of an elected official passed away or had to resign their office? Where
depending
is that?
Depending on the time period, that'll go either between the primary or the general election.
So that's
out of those budgets.
Okay, so it's built into those two line items?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, any more questions from the council? Yes, Councilman Gallucci.
Patty, forgive me if I'm duplicating, but has the state passed the legislation for early voting?
Not yet.
They have not. If
it's
what's proposed, it's a Saturday or Sunday from 12 to 4, and I would imagine that you've included the possible expenses for those days as an additional to the
Absolutely.
Usual $80,000 and $90,000.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Not only the rental space, but the staffing as well.
Okay. And that's something new that we haven't had before. Of course, we do know that there are shut-ins, absentees, et cetera, that have to be processed accordingly. I haven't been there for a few years. To me, it's a sensible and responsible budget, and I have no further comment or questions. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. I think all the members of the council pretty much asked a question. Is there any members of the public on the board of canvassers? Yes.
Good evening. Stacia Heiler, Ward 9. What is happening with Sparrows Point as a polling place? I was told a couple of years ago that they were planning on closing that polling place, so could you please give us an update? Thank you.
We've negotiated to keep that location open for this election season.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other members of the public that would like to speak? If not, we'll move on to legal. I think that would be Mr. Ruggiero. And that is found on page 11.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the council. My budget for the next fiscal year would remain level with the current, and the principal expense in the legal, the law department is the professional services fees, and that's for the several assistant attorneys that I have, the assistant city solicitors. We have four, if you'll recall, and we also have special counsel because we have two matters in grievance arbitration involving the firefighters. We have an interest arbitration pending because I think, as the council knows, you have no tentative agreement with the firefighters local pending before you. So that's going to go to interest arbitration, and it's scheduled for October this fall. And there's a separate grievance arbitration over the pension eligibility issues relating back to 2012. Other than that, most of the expenses are for incidentals and such.
Thank you. Does any members of the council have any questions? Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. Peter, this budget of $453,350, you're good with that budget? You have
Yes.
no concerns with it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any new hires or new positions in your department?
No.
Do you have any eliminated positions in your department?
No.
No. Do you have any increases in salaries outside of any contractual or step increases?
No.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ruggiero, I didn't hear. How many people actually in your department?
There are four assistant solicitors plus myself.
Okay.
And then I have a special counsel for the arbitration work we're doing.
Okay, I heard that. Okay, so. Thank you.
Thank you. If there's no more questions from council members, I'll go to the public. Any questions from the public? If not, we'll move on to city plan on page 54. Mr. DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Warwick City Council, as you see the documents in front of you, you'll see a reduction in the salary line item from last year. You will see two increases. One is line item 6204. It's dues and subscriptions. What's happening now is the cloud and licensing is the way of the future when you're looking at software. So we're going away from the individual boxed units, and the licensing has gone up substantially. So that line item is looking, I actually put in for an increase to account for the Autodesk, AutoCAD, and some of the other software programs that are going to the cloud. That's an annual subscription, and I really didn't have a place to put it, so I put it into dues and subscriptions. I'd like to change that to also the licensing. The other large increase that you see is professional services. I had $3,000 in that line item. What we found out is that we have a lot of city buildings and a lot of city assets. And in order for me to determine as a planning director whether or not these assets are ripe for sale, we all often have to do our due diligence. That includes looking at remediation and asbestos and lots of other factors. And that budget at $3,000 is very skinny for that. So in terms of appraisals and doing your due diligence for looking at environmental conditions of these buildings, I'm asking for an increase in that budget that is not nearly probably sufficient for all our buildings, but will get us in the right direction if this body and Honorable Mayor Solomon believe that these assets are something we should look at in the future.
Bill, the projected expenditure is $769,000 for your department.
Yes.
And you're budgeting next year $661,000?
Yes, that is correct.
So it's your budget's down over $100,000?
Yes, it is.
And could you explain that?
Yeah, so we had a lot of staff movement, as you well know. The current public works director was at a higher level. We're backfilling with lower personnel, lower cost to the city, more efficiencies that are created. You know, obviously I'm doing double duty, so there are different things like that that we're trying to save money on. This is the former administration's budget. I will say that those cost savings want to be brought forward. Speaking with the Honorable Mayor Solomon, he would always look at these cost efficiencies in the future, not only for my department, for several departments in the city, and we'll actually be looking in that direction in the future. So a lot of that cost reduction is personnel. And like I said, the modest cost increase, we think, have a tangible effect in the end. We were able to make decisions based on good facts. And I know this body for quite a while has want all the facts in front of them before making decisions. And sometimes we actually have to go off to the professional service to gain those facts and information.
So I think you're proposing a budget of a little... a reduction of a little over $100,000, correct?
That is correct, Mr. Okay. President.
Does any council members have any questions on city plan? Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bill, good job on cutting that down $100,000. Obviously, that's the type of thing we like to see. So this budget of $661,592, this is a budget you're comfortable with and it's something you can live with.
Yes, Mr. Finance Chair. Again, with the additions of those two small line items, I think that's something comfortable that we can work forward in the next fiscal year.
Do you have any new hires or positions?
I do not. The last backfill position was a senior planner position. Lucas Murray is the new senior planner. He's also a registered landscape architect. So we're hoping that we actually get efficiencies with the city, him being able to stamp plans as a registered landscape architect, always looking for that bifurcation of professional stamps so that we don't have to go out and purchase another approval. But other than that, we're filled, and okay. My role is duplicated.
Has there been any salary increases in that department outside of contractual or step increases?
Outside of increment, step increment and step raises, absolutely not.
None. Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other council members? Yes, Mr. Qualley.
Mr. Ruggiero, can you please explain under other expenditures the state grant pass-through 60442? In reading it, it says it's projected that through the fiscal year 2018 says $243,000 and the proposed budget is $100,000. Why is there, I don't understand that process, and why is there such a difference in the figures?
Well, the state grant pass-through item is a kind of a difficult item to understand, because sometimes we'll book the grant and the purchase comes in several years later or a year later. In this case, if the city planning department receives a grant and we purchase something like the mower for Rocky Point, it actually goes through this line item in order to reconcile. So even though Public Works might be purchasing it, the original grant is where it's located in this line item. So that's why you will see sometimes a differential without that charge coming through. Once the charge comes through, it goes to that bottom line and you're able to reconcile the two.
Is this similar to the expenditure that's being made at Salter Grove for the footbridges that are going out to connect the seawall?
It's more familiar with any grant we receive from Rhode Island DEM, I guess more akin to the play yard there, where we would get the positive grant number, whatever that is, a million, half a million, and then the expenditures would come throughout the cycle of the improvement. So that cycle of the improvement may be a year and a half later, in order to fulfill and backfill that charge. We have some outstanding grants that have not been fulfilled because they're in timeline of production. So until that's processed, those expenditures, there'll always be an imbalance in that number.
Thank you.
Any other council members? If not, we'll go to the public. Any questions on the city plan? Yes.
Stacia Hyler, Ward 9. What's happening? I'm not sure if Bill can answer this question with the city annex building. I believe we were putting a claim in with the interlocal trust, and we were waiting to hear back on what we would be getting back for that claim. Could we get an update on that, please? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stacia. As soon as Mayor Solomon took office, he rifled through some old paperwork and found some documentation that he followed up with a personal phone call to the adjusters that were working the case for the city of Warwick. I think that was his first day. We will get with the adjusters. We will talk about a remedy. And I know Mayor Solomon is committed to getting a solution to that problem. Again, we've been in office for a little over couple of weeks or a week, I don't even know what it is anymore, but that was his first call. We will follow up once we find a manner in which the adjusters can properly assess that building and the city is made whole, or at least what we feel is whole, then we will go forward. Or there's already a stable of options that are out there. When I was still planning director, we did a 3D rendering about a new build out, and then we had every option in between, from zero cost to new build to third party leasing, and that 45 page document is on the desk of myself and the mayor, and we're going to go through all those options to see what's best for the taxpayer, but what the taxpayers deserve. They deserve a nice, clean, uniform, and one-stop shop in which to do their business with the municipality. And Mayor Solomon is going to make sure that that gets done. So as this goes forward, we'll continue to keep this body and the general public updated as to the status of that building, because it's a very important asset that the city has. and we have to make decisions, and they could be hard decisions on where the city wants to invest their resources. 60 years ago, there was investments made in the city of Warwick. Maybe it's another 60 years before we have to make another one. But my guess is there's a juncture now. We're all going to have to sit down and talk about what City Hall looks like and how this can a new City Hall could be part of this community in enhancing the Appanock Circulator, the area around it, and more importantly, all the taxpayers that pay for this building and pay for that rear building.
Thank you. Any other members of the public? Phil?
Philip Dirkhol, Ward 4. The question I would ask is, right now they're doing an environmental study of Bucky Brook for obstructions. That funding is coming from money that was received for the flooding back in 2010. That money will be run out in the end of 2018. That process has to have remediation. Where would that funding be coming from?
At the risk of mixing up different departments, it's a very, very good question. That's actually community development who's facilitating the disaster recovery funds, and the implementer is the engineering department. And they will be in front of this honorable body to discuss the entirety of their budget, and that's probably the appropriate time in which to address this.
Thank you. Is there any other members of the public? If not, we'll move on to executive. That's on page 10. Mr. DePasquale.
Mr. President, honorable members of the Warwick City Council, the former administration had placed in their budget, as you can see, the six positions. I can't speak to how they were created and the line items. But we all can see what they are. Mayor Solomon is committed to, again, efficiencies, and I am sure that this department and the executive will run as efficiently as humanly possible with the funding that's provided.
Thank you. Any members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bill, I'll just repeat the same questions. This is a budget that you can live with.
Yes, I will say that I would give the Honorable Mayor the ability to have some autonomy in how he would like to slate out these positions. When he first got into office, he went entirely digital too, as opposed to some of the hand-drawn scheduling. He demanded that, and he demands efficiency at all areas. So I would say that in some form or fashion, within the budgetary constraints, this budget can go forward, but not in the perfect, or at least not in the imperfect way it's being laid out tonight, which we believe there's a lot of efficiencies can be had by different structuring of personnel.
And within the personnel in this department, are there any salary increases other than contractual or step increases?
Again, I cannot speak with the administration, the former administration. This proposed budget, I have no idea whether or not they included past increases that were combined in the past. I believe there was a department, director of administration and a chief of staff. I think the department director of administration was eliminated and those funds were reallocated. Okay, that was the past. And I see coming forward, at least two of these positions most likely will remain intact. My guess is that the other positions are going to require a lot more duties and responsibilities for the same amount of salaries. And there will be, obviously, there's a person in our office to also split salaries, doing more for less.
The reason that I'm asking all these questions, I'll be asking these questions of every department head.
Absolutely.
Is because this budget is just beyond belief, as the council president has already alluded to, and in spending countless hours already reviewing it and needing many more hours to come to a conclusion, I'm finding that at every turn when we turn over a shell, we find something different.
Correct.
Than what you would normally expect. So these are the reasons why those same questions will be asked.
Absolutely understood, and I think I feel the same way as we go through these line items. You'll see a lot of holes, I guess, for the lack of, and we have to address it. And as a community, we need to address these holes, because by ignoring them, they don't go away.
How does that saying go? Because you ignore the facts, it doesn't change the facts?
Correct.
Thank you, Bill.
Any other questions from the council on the executive budget? If not, any members of the public have any questions on the executive budget? Yes.
I guess, Stacia Hyler, Ward 9, more of an answer to Councilman Ladislaw's question. So the press secretary got a $6,346 salary increase, and the reception clerk got a salary increase of $23,424. I don't know why that doubled. Reception clerk's last year's salary was $22,576. And they removed the director of administration position. That was $102,716. So I hope that helps.
Thank you. Any other members of the public like to comment on the executive budget? If not, we'll move on to the legislative budget, which is on page 16, which I get to say is not my budget. So the budget for the legislative department, obviously we don't have any raises. I can't tell you the last time any council members got raises. And the pretty much all the line items stayed the same, except we did increase last year professional services, which I know the council members intend to rely on more heavily this year. We didn't get our city council accountants on board until late in the year, so we didn't spend as much on that line item. But other than that, it pretty much remained intact from the previous year. I don't know if any council members have any questions. Any members of the public have any questions? Yes.
Sorry, I'm the only one asking questions, but I do appreciate it.
Yep.
Stacia Hyler, Ward 9. So could you please, the auditor, I know you were all hoping to get an auditor, but you never did this year. City Council auditor, what happened with that?
Well, I know that the accounting firm that we had hired kind of filled in. I know the previous council president was using them as an auditor. We have had in the past a staff member that is an auditor. And, you know, that would be my intent to have a staff member that would be an auditor. And then the professional services budget this year, we had used $45,300 as of May. And I would like to use the accounting firm more as we see fit. I know in the last month or two they've been very helpful to us.
Yes. Thank you. One more question. The solicitor. I noticed that we have the full-time solicitor.
Yes.
And I believe Mr. Walsh Jr., I'm sorry, forgot.
Yep.
But so he's been sitting there kind of throughout the year. I'm not sure if he's in training or what's going on there.
Think that we you and I have discussed that before, because you've asked that before.
Yeah.
And incidents in the past where Mr. Harrington hasn't been available, and you use the word training. John's been here a very long time, so and it takes a while to get people up to speed. So, when you use the word training, that might be a good definition of what's happening in that position. But more importantly, the amount in the professional services budget has not changed. So we can distribute income based on how many times a person shows up to a meeting, and the same is true with the accountants. So the line item amount remains the same, although we can call on more individuals to fulfill those obligations depending on what we see fit.
Thank you, Council President. So for that part-time city solicitor and training position, does his salary funding come out of professional services also?
Yes, professional services. Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is council claims, and that's page 72. And it's budgeted the same as last year at $20,000. This is for any claims that come before the council, in particular the Board of the Public Safety Committee. Is there any questions from the council on council claims? Is there any questions from members of the public on council claims? If not, next item on the agenda is Treasury, and that's page 19. Yes, Brian.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the council. Brian Sylvia, City Treasurer.
If you could speak closer into
sure.
the mic. Thanks.
As the President mentioned, it's on page 19, also page 9 of the personnel supplement. The budget that's proposed is about $1,300 less than what was adopted for FY18. Total budget is $417,051. The staffing level is budgeted at the same level as the prior year at 8 personnel.
So you said, Brian, it went down about 1,700?
1,300.
1,300, okay.
Yes.
All right. Are there any members of the City Council? Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. Brian, the same questions, given your position today, this is a budget that you're comfortable with and is good for the city for this coming year?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any employee payroll increases in this department beyond the contractual raises or step increases?
No, there is none.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions on Treasury from the council? Any questions on Treasury from the general public? Yes.
Stacia Highland, Ward 9, Treasury, what does that encompass pretty much? Is that, because I know we don't have a director of finance, so do we ask Brian or?
Yes, you can ask Brian
okay,
from the Treasury.
Brian, I have a few questions, please. So lease purchasing, where are we at with that?
That's not in this part of
treasury.
The budget, but you'll be able to ask that question. That will come up later on.
How about pension funding first?
That will come up later on. That's
okay.
Not tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from the public? If not, we'll move
Mr.
on
President,
to... Yes.
I have a question.
Okay. Councilwoman Travis.
All right. Brian, we got something from the former mayor back in April that said the finance treasury, the controller and accountant positions are vacant due to March retirements.
Correct.
So... Are they being full? They're not, you told Councilman, they're not going to be full.
What's before you this evening is a level funded budget in terms of staff, where what's budgeted is 8 personnel, same as last year. We do have some vacancies right now. The financial accountant has been promoted to the controller position, so that position has been filled. Currently vacant within Treasury is the financial accountant and the accountant position.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Councilman.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. President. Brian, you just made a statement that kind of rattled my memory banks here. You said that this is essentially a level-funded budget. Scott Avedisian said that he was providing us with a maintenance budget. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what a maintenance budget is? Because I have no clue what a maintenance budget means.
My interpretation or understanding from far, what the former mayor's goal with that was level funding or providing the minimum level to continue services, I believe.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions from the public on Treasury? If not, we'll go to the probate court, which is on page 13.
We got city clerk.
What's that?
City clerk, I thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is what happens when you switch glasses real quick here, Donna. I apologize. City Clerk, page 12.
Council President, would you prefer me to do it from here?
Yeah, you can do it from here. That's fine.
It's Lynn Pagliarini for the city clerk's office.
The mic.
For the city clerk's budget,
Put the mic right next to your lips.
We've requested $384,849.
Okay, and previous year?
Previous year was $253,353.
$253,353, and could you explain to us what the difference is?
My biggest difference is salaries. We've had a lot of movement in the office, and when I have to project what it would be like whole, I need to project what it would be if I fill all the positions with someone that's top step. It's the only way I feel comfortable that I could cover salaries, because I can never tell who will move and who will come in. So I just try to, best I could, project out what it would be if I filled if all the positions were filled and they were top step.
I think Councilman Lattiser is going to ask you the question about your position, so I'll defer to him. Councilman Lattiser, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Lynn, your total budget for your department is $417,299, correct?
I'm so sorry. Excuse me. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I'm so sorry. I was just looking at the wrong number.
Again, in keeping with the same questions, you're comfortable with this budget of $417,000?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And I understand you're probably going to have not a new position, but some new people, perhaps, in your department.
We do.
Having said that, in this current year that we're in now, 2017-2018, as well as your proposed budget, are there any increases in salary beyond contractual or step increases?
No, sir.
None. Okay. Thank you. That's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any other members of the council? Councilwoman Travis.
Yes. Lynn, you have 8 people in your department right now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, over here, I also see where it says record specialist and land evidence. Is that a wish list or is that a vacancy?
Our records, right now, our land records is full. We have 4 positions, and we actually have 3. One is considered the vault clerk. So that it's full at this moment.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from council members? Any questions from the public? If not, we'll move on to the probate court on page 13.
Lynn Pagliarini for the probate court. our proposed budget is $112,081.
And last year's was...
Last year's was $115,870.
Okay, so a reduction?
Only that we are missing our probate. We're missing our court tech. It's still not filled, and I don't think I don't know if we're going to get that person. It's technically filled. I don't know when the person's coming over. I think we might have a few months where that salary's not coming out.
Okay. Any questions from the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Lynn, again, let me first ask this question. So the police officer for the courts, that's something that's still being utilized?
Not for probate court, no, sir.
Not for probate? For municipal court?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this budget is a budget that you can live with?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm quite confident the answer on this one is pretty straightforward. No salary increases, contractual or stepwise, beyond that?
No, there is not. No, there is not.
Thank you.
Any other questions from council members? Any other questions from the public? If not, we'll move on to the municipal court, page 14.
Lynn Pagliarini for the municipal court. I'm asking for a budget of $107,864.
And last year's was, looks like $109,304. Budgeted reallocations?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. Is there any questions from city council members? Councilman Lattiser.
Same questions, Lynn. The budget is a budget you're going to live with for the year?
Yes, it is.
And no contractual, no payroll increases, contractual, beyond the contractual increases, step increases?
No, sir.
Okay. And no new positions anticipated or positions eliminated?
No, it's okay. Just not filled. Again, we've got our court tech that'll be working in municipal court, which is technically filled, but which she's just not here yet.
Okay, and you answered the question about the police officer in municipal court, so that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from council members? If not, any members of the public on municipal court? If not, we'll move on to postage, which is on page 73. Looks like postage, Lynn, I don't know if you want to handle, I don't know. Brian, you want to handle postage? Thank you. It's on page 73.
Thank you, Mr. President. Brian Sovia, City Treasurer. The current budget, the proposed budget for FY19 for postage is $74,550. That is level funded over the current year at $74,550.
Thank you. Any questions on postage from the council? Any questions on postage from members of the public? If not, we'll move on to purchasing, which is on page 26.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Pat Peschka. The total budget for this year proposed is $237,963. Last year it was $234,581. The differences, the first line item on personnel, I have two union longevity increases, one non-union step increase. You'll see on the stock inventory, just to make you aware, if everybody recalls, we do have what we call our stock room there, which we furnish the departments with essential items rather than going through the requisition system, such as pencils, paper, that type of thing. We reduced that from last year's $23,000 to this year $20,000. We recently, over the past year and a half, have a new contract for toners through the system, so we're not housing them, so we're saving money on that, so we're not keeping them in-house. The other asset that we're saving money on that is we're not purchasing toners that unfortunately go out of date because we change copy machines and so forth. So we reduced our budget on that by $3,000. And the offset to that is you'll see that on the last line, which is the a net credit to us, because what we do is we purchase it through purchasing. We give it to the departments, all the stock orders, and then we charge back the departments.
Thank you. Any members, any council members have questions regarding purchasing? Councilman Lattisaw.
Pat, you essentially answered two of the questions. The first that I have to ask, in addition, is, again, your budget. You're comfortable with this budget for the year?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay. You had talked about some step increases. So, in the purchasing clerk, from last year to the new year, there's a 7.5% increase in that particular salary item. Can you break that down for me?
That is a new position to us that this party gave to us last year. So it was approved at budget time last year. So it wasn't funded for my whole department for the whole year last year. This year, it's funded for the full year. And the young lady that filled that position, she also has been with the city. She transferred from another department. So I am also showing the increase because of her longevity.
But last year, when we approved this budget for purchasing clerk, we approved the budget for the entire year of $42,133. When we did the budget, we approved that number for the whole year.
Correct. But
correct.
This, depending on the individual that you you hire, that individual is receiving longevity. So we posted that position on a base salary. But what you're seeing this year is including longevity, which we didn't budget for, not knowing who was going to be taking that position.
So the difference, and the 7.5% difference, is because of longevity?
That is
so
correct.
So the longevity only
correct.
Is what brought this up, 7.5%?
Yes.
And in the purchasing agent, there's an increase there of $2,500. And
that
is because?
That's a step increase bringing to the, in. I'm working within the range of the salary range. So it would be a step increase within that salary range.
Okay. So I prefer not to speak about individuals. I prefer to just speak to the positions.
Okay.
So with the purchasing agent's position, that is a step increase. And with the purchasing clerk, that's a longevity increase.
That is correct.
Okay. That's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any other members of the City Council? Any members of the public? Yes.
Hi, Stacia Hyler, Ward 9. I really didn't hear what she said, so that's why I'm asking again. The chargeback, and I know Council President Merola, I brought this up to your attention before. It's going to come up again because the chargeback just for purchasing from water and sewer is $52,000 that's going back. So could you please explain just one more time this chargeback of $52,000? I missed that. Thank you. I appreciate it. Is this yours? That's me. Oh, gosh. I got too much stuff. Thank you.
Okay. I think we're talking about two different items. My chargeback that I was referring to is the negative 23, which is the credit we receive when we charge back different departments for their supplies that we grant them. The items that I believe she is questioning is credits that are calculated in our finance department. And Lynn could probably explain those better than I. My interpretation and my belief understanding of them is because purchasing does bidding and different tasks for the two entities, the water department and the sewer department, it is an adjustment because of that. But again, finance could explain that better than I.
So why don't we have finance answer that question while we're...
Lynn Proger, budget analyst. There are chargeback in a number of departments you'll see for water and sewer. I calculate a percentage of time for a number of employees for work we do for them.
Can't hear her.
Hear that?
Okay, you got to speak into the mic because it's difficult.
So I do a calculation for a number of departments, one being purchasing, my department being one, and it's a percentage of a number of employees for work we do for water and sewer.
So for the work that you do for water and sewer?
Correct.
So water and sewer reimburses you for that work?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other questions from the public? If not, we'll move on to community development. That's on page 53. Yes, Mr. Facenti.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the council. Bill Facenti, community development. You'll see a $6,221 difference in the personnel line items from last year to this year. There is an increase of $5,478. The admin assistant to community development. That is for her taking on additional roles and responsibilities. Currently, the housing officer position, which I am in, I'm acting program coordinator, is vacant. So she is doing some of my duties, and I am taking over some of the duties of the program coordinator. So that's a $6,221 savings from last year to this year proposed. If you take my salary out, it's an estimated $70,000 decrease from this current year to next year as proposed. In anticipation of the chargeback question, the $17,750 is a chargeback to the finance department for the work that Lynn Proger does on the Community Development Block Grant Program.
Thank you. Any questions? Councilman Lattisaw.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Bill, was that an offer? If you take out my salary, was that an offer?
Well, it's,
I'm pretty sure that's what I heard you say.
It's federally funded, so the money is going to be spent anyway. If they want to leave the position vacant.
I wanted to clarify that. You good with the budget for the year?
Yes.
Okay. No increases beyond longevity of steps?
Other than the administrative assistant, the 5478 that I mentioned, and that is for additional duties and responsibilities that she's taking on as part of what I was doing as the housing officer now that I'm doing the program coordinator's position. So we're splitting some of the duties that I had as the housing officer, and we're moving those over to the admin assistant.
What additional duties?
She's doing the loan applications for the home improvement loan program. She's doing the sewer grant applications. She's doing the loan closings, the sewer grant program. And she's doing a little bit more of the financial management on the IDIS federal reporting system.
Does that require this person to work any additional hours?
No.
So they're still working the same amount of hours?
Correct.
But doing additional duties and getting paid more money and working the same amount of hours?
Correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from council members? Any questions from the public? Yes.
Yes. Hi, Stacia Hyler, Ward 9. Could you please share what was the total amount of block grant funding that you received for this year, please? And then my second question is, where was it allocated? What was done with that money, please? Thank you.